minds about where this team is heading. There's still a ton of things that need to get worked on. But I really felt like when you look at the compete level and how these guys held up and did physically tonight, I'm very encouraged by that part of it. Now, there's other things that maybe I'm not as encouraged by, but that's this process of going through a college football season. Young players are going to have to step up. You're going to get opportunities to do so. And now we'll see. You have a month left, and everything is in front of you. If you still want to get down to Indy and have a chance at playing in that Big Ten championship game, it's right there. Go grab it.
Go get it. We'll take a break. Ohio State wins tonight 24-10. Our postgame show continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Now is your chance to be there when Badger football takes the field this season. With limited games remaining this year, it's time to act now and secure your tickets for Northwestern and Nebraska this November. Tickets are selling fast. Lock in your spot for game day today. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Established in 1962, Cardinals' focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Matt, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
If you're in need of a new bathroom, kitchen, or whole house, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. Whether it's installations or repairs, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade and provides quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. They can also help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil test, septic installs, and much more. Call Royal Flush Plumbing and Amory for your free estimate, 715-268-6565. At 715-268-6565.
Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Well, local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show continues. Ohio State 24, Wisconsin 10, your final here this evening. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Talk about turning points in a game. Wisconsin took the second half kickoff, drove down for a touchdown. The Braden Locke pass to Will Pauling, and you know, this place was jumping 10-10. And then the answer for Ohio State, they had a big run from Travion Henderson, the great throw and catch from Kyle McCord to Marvin Harrison. But in that, there was a third and four near midfield. Chip Traynham got the. That's a. You know, we talked about Braylon Allen last week on a run on third and ten. That Traynham effort to get the first down was as big as big a play as any.
Yeah, I had that marked down as well. And you need to find a way to get off the field. And I know we asked a lot of the defense tonight. They were on the field for almost 35 minutes. But that play, you had it dialed up. We're in position, and he was able to elude a tackle and get that first down. And then, it's so difficult because that was, I think, the second or third down conversion that Ohio State made on that drive that deflates a defense, and they were able to go down. And that was, you got the energy back in the building. Everything was there, and if you could have found a way to get off the field at that point, who knows how the rest of that game turns out, but obviously that momentum, Ohio State, to their credit, was able to match that and go down and get points.
Yeah, that's what championship-caliber teams do, and they were able to do that tonight. McCord was 17 of 26 through the air, 226 yards, two touchdowns, and two interceptions. He came in throwing just one all season. Braden Locke, again, deceiving statistics, 18 of 39 for 165 yards, one touchdown. Again, multiple catchable balls were not caught, and that's unfortunately been a season-long struggle for this group.
It has been, and I think, you heard all last week when it was Braden Locke's first start that everybody needs to step up their game. And when you have a young player, you need to make things as easy as you can. And I'm not saying there's a thousand drops tonight, but there are way too many opportunities for our wideouts to make plays and help Braden help pick up a first down, keep the defense off the field. It's all, everything kind of intertwines itself. And tonight there just was too many of those mistakes or drops that occurred when especially you needed it. When you're playing a team of this caliber, you just can't leave stuff out there on the field. And unfortunately, Wisconsin did that a couple times too many.
All right, time for tonight's Red Zone Recap from Case IH, where our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on. Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. The Badgers got into the red zone a couple of times. We mentioned the first half, they got the 3 points when they dearly wanted and needed to get seven, but they got the field goal from Nathaniel Vakos to make it 10-3 at the half. And then in the third quarter, they got into the red zone, and this time they were able to finish. Three receivers right, C.J. Williams to the left, snap to Locke, back to throw, looking, throwing, left side, end zone, caught, Will Poling, touchdown Wisconsin, Locke to Poling as the Badgers drive it down and into the end zone on the first possession of the second half.
And it tied the game at 10, but we just recapped what Ohio State was able to do with the answer. So 2 for 2 in the red zone, but they didn't get there much. But they're 2 for 2. So they've been able to produce some points in there this season, Tausch, but the disappointment in that first half, not being able to push it across, stings.
Yeah, it was just tough. The first half was tough sledding, and then you could also factor, I know that wasn't in the Case IH red zone, but if you recall, we ended up having to kick a 54-yarder because there was a delay of game, and that pushed it back 5 yards. And any points that you leave out on the field, obviously we're going to be talking a lot about the Skylar Bell touchdown that ended up – those points in that – it just changes the complexion of how the game plays out. And when you're on the short end of it, it's always going to be tough to come out of here with a win.
All right, the Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. 24-10, Ohio State defeats Wisconsin tonight. Our postgame report is brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We're back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
The all-new Potawatomi Casino Hotel has something you gotta see. Play more slots and games, and you could say, "Show me the money!" to reveal up to 10 grand each Thursday. $800,000 in prizes is up for grabs. 40 winners each week. This October and November at Pottawatomie Milwaukee, when you're ready to win, just say, "Show me the money." More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Established in 1962, Cardinals' focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoy mtpleasant.org.
Men, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
If you're in need of a new bathroom, kitchen, or whole house, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. Whether it's installations or repairs, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade and provides quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. They can also help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil test, septic installs, and much more. Call Royal Flush Plumbing and Amory for your free estimate, 715-268-6565. At 715-268-6565.
Wisconsin, they just need to get some playmakers going. And, you know, Ohio State used its two playmakers to its advantage. And Wisconsin's still in that process. And in fairness to the Badgers, was they were without their big running back, Braylon Allen, in the second half. But the younger guys now need to ramp it up a little bit, don't
they? Yeah, there's going to be opportunities. And you could sit and pout and say, well, our starting quarterback's not out there. And our starting wide, our number one wideout isn't out there. Our number one, and those are all, you could say they're excuses, but it's also facts. And I think tonight, when you're playing against an Ohio State team, you need everybody. And when you're limited and you don't have those guys, it just makes that job that much more difficult. So now, you know, moving forward, who knows what's going to happen injury-wise. We'll have to wait and find out about that either tonight, tomorrow, whenever that all that information gets out. And it's going to be, hey, Jackson Aker, all right, here you go. You're going to get some opportunities. And you know, Anthony and all these young players that, hey, all you want is an opportunity to go and perform. And now you're going to get those opportunities to see who can step up and make these plays. So it's going to be a challenge. And I think anyone that thinks, oh, it's Bloomington, you're going to go down and there ain't going to be anything easy about that. And there's nothing is going to be easy for this football team. Everything is going to have to be earned and worked for. And I think if that hasn't been apparent by now, I know everybody down in that locker room knows that.
No doubt. A few minutes ago, Mike Heller caught up with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Coach, when you get in a game like this, the recipe usually calls for getting some turnovers, getting a special teams play. You force three turnovers. You have one long punt return, but maybe just not enough taking advantage when you had opportunities offensively.
Yep, right on. That's when we had the opportunity, actually when we had momentum, we got to find ways to put things together. And, and we put ourselves in some situations and put ourselves in a position that you kind of, in your mind, you wanted to get us to the fourth quarter, give us, even at halftime, get us to the fourth quarter, get us in a position where we can, fight this thing out. And I give them, we did that. They did that. And we just came up short.
Take me through the scenario, end of the first half. You think you got a touchdown, the replay, knees down apparently, and then you don't get one, and you lose Braylon on that play. You get a chance to double up in to start the second half. Take me through that final series.
Well, after we didn't get in on the first down attempt or whatever that was, kind of in your mindset, we knew we had to get points. We messed up a little bit earlier on when we didn't get the field goal, and maybe even call a timeout to keep us in really good field goal position. So unfortunately, we were in a position where we just had to have the points and couldn't go in at halftime without a little bit of momentum, a little bit of energy. And that's a big kind of stub the toe and have an opportunity to be a little bit closer and then, get the ball in the second half. But, we got the points out of it, so at least it gave us a little bit of momentum, but we needed more.
Probably knew coming out of the locker room that you wouldn't have Braylon. You do that, and you played the second half without Chim, yet you answer on that first drive and even it up. I mean, that was the drive of the night offensively for your squad.
Yeah, we made a couple plays. Braden, took off and ran for a nice big run. And when you can create some energy and momentum, it's amazing what can happen. And, it's what it comes down to. Guys are going to got to make plays. I mean, that's a great football team with great talent. And, there's going to be the margin for error is a lot smaller. And you got to be able to go up and get some of those balls. You got to be able to defensively tackle and leverage the ball better. And, we just didn't have enough of it tonight.
When you talked earlier about seizing momentum, when you got some momentum by tying it up on that opening drive, they answered. And that's what you're talking about. Good teams do that better.
Yeah. We had some third down situations that they made the play and we didn't, especially when we had it to 10-10. But you knew it was going to be a battle. And so we knew that 10 wasn't going to be enough. And we had to continue to find ways to push and make some things happen in plays, whether it was in the special teams. And they ultimately kind of did that. They flipped the field on us. Even when defensively we made some stops, they were able to pump the thing down to the 6-yard line twice. And, it's a couple ball games now where that field has really kind of hurt us.
They get two difference makers on offense. Trevion Henderson had a huge night. Marvin Harrison Jr. does what he does. They help make the difference.
Yeah, they did. And, obviously I think Henderson being back was a big deal. He's a heck of a player. But I thought that early on we were doing what we need to. We weren't going to load everything up and try to single up completely outside. So we knew there was going to have to be some guys get off some blocks and make some things happen without having everybody down in there. And unfortunately, at the end, I think he's just got a little wore out, and they made a couple of those big plays in the second half.
Last two for you. Message in the locker room to this team. They invested a lot this week, as you all did. What was that message?
It's hard. It's one of those ones that you got to move on, and there's not a whole lot of time to dwell upon this, especially because the situation you walk out of here in, meaning you got some guys dinged up. We're going to have to put it behind us. We're going to have to move forward. We got four guaranteed games to us left to us, and 1 month sitting in front of us, and we got to challenge ourselves to see what we want.
You're going to go on the road. There are four teams in the West Division at 3-2, so you got four games left, and everything hangs out there for the taking.
Can't ask for anything better than that. Yeah. In the situation where we're in, we got to find out what we're made of and see where we're willing to commit to.
Luke, thank you. Appreciate it. Back over to you guys.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Ohio State wins it here tonight, 24-10. Tausch and I are back with more in our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
One month of regular season football remaining for the Wisconsin Badgers. As Luke Fickell just mentioned a few minutes ago, 4 guaranteed shots. They're still trying to get the bowl eligibility. They'll try to get win number 6 next week. They make the trip down to Indiana. So you got Indiana, Northwestern, Nebraska, and Minnesota in this fight to win the West. And how about Northwestern, by the way? What the Wildcats have been able to do under some brutally difficult circumstances. They beat a Maryland team that started 5-0, took Ohio State into the fourth quarter in Columbus, lost that game, lost to Illinois. Now they're sitting there with 3 losses, but Northwestern with 4 wins, that might be 3 more than most people thought they would get all season.
Probably four on my end, because you're talking about losing your coach right before the season starts, and then players are all, you don't know how many players are in, they don't know what's going on, and they deserve a ton of credit. And you know, the Big Ten West, people are going to mock it and say all this stuff. You have a lot of teams that are going to compete their tail off. And, you know, we're not the only program that's saying, well, it's all right there in front of you. Nebraska's saying it. Iowa's saying it. Minnesota's saying it. Northwestern's saying it. They're all saying the same thing. So now the beautiful part about sports, people can bloviate and talk all they want. Everything's always decided down here on the field, and that's what's going to happen over the next month.
Yep, big one coming up for the Badgers next Saturday, 11 a.m. kick down in Bloomington. Our coverage will start at 9 along these Badger Network stations. Again, your final score, Ohio State 24, Wisconsin 10. For Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, Mike Keller, our engineer Dave McCann, Matt LePay from Camp Randall Stadium. Again, the Badgers getting ready for the Indiana Hoosiers next Saturday down in Bloomington. That'll do it for us here at the camp, but stay with us. There is more to come. We'll hand it off to Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you, if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Established in 1962, Cardinals' focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal L.G. Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoy mtpleasant.org.
Men, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
If you're in need of a new bathroom, kitchen, or whole house, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. Whether it's installations or repairs, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade and provides quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. They can also help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil test, septic installs, and much more. Call Royal Flush Plumbing and Amory for your free estimate, 715-268-6565. At 715-268-6565.
Long time. Instead, we're going to, I imagine, talk some Badger fans off the ledge here late night into the Halloween weekend.
Well, here's the thing, too, is that this is nothing new. You and I were having a long conversation as this game wrapped up tonight. Drop passes, inopportune penalties. Listen, this is the stuff we've seen all season long. You would hope at this point that stuff, you'd worked it out of your system and move on and get better. But for whatever reason, it still plagues his team. And again, it was said beforehand, it was said during, and now it's said after. If you want to beat a team like Ohio State, you have to play nearly mistake-free, error-free, and have some special plays. The Badgers had a few special plays tonight. They were in the fight. I love the toughness of this team. But yet, just their sharpness has cost them again tonight, and this time in front of a national TV audience.
Yeah, and you put it really well there with the fight. And I think you put that out at Badger postgame on X or on Twitter, wherever folks want to make sure that they follow Red Hot Tim Scott. But a part of that, Tim, was that you had to fight because you were in the midst of it. And it throughout the night, and you saw it a couple of different times. You saw the upper echelon talent, the high-end ability of Marvin Harrison Jr., Trayvon Henderson was another part of it, for Ohio State to call upon their dogs when they needed to make a play, when they needed to make one of the biggest plays. And the frustrating penalties, untimely mistakes, and drop balls. I mean, how many? Four or five different balls tonight should have been completions in favor of Braden Locke's stat line and make it look even better, because I thought the young man played well tonight, even though the stats, Tim, aren't going to really reflect it. He needs some more help from those guys on the outside. And there were, I could even just point out a couple. The Will Pauling one, the ball's up in the air. This is in the first quarter. Ball's up in the air, but the ball's at the sticks. You haul that in, you're going to have to make special plays to upset a team like Ohio State. You're going to have to play an A, maybe A minus. You can get away with a B plus game when they give you an effort that is in the far below average variety, right? A D or an F. Tonight, I think Ohio State played a below average game. Problem is, Tim, the Badgers only played an average contest tonight and made a lot of the same mistakes that you kind of are who you are this late into the season, and through eight games, they're all reoccurring mistakes.
414-799-1973. If you're on the way home tonight from the stadium, you're still up. This is going to take you a while to wind down. You can shoot us a quick text. Also, you can hit Billy up on Twitter, X, whatever it's called these days, at Bill Schmidt Radio. And as Billy said, I'm at Badger Postgame. We'll go inside the locker room with Mike Heller in a few minutes as well. Tausch said it towards the end of the broadcast with he and Matt. Listen, we have injuries. And I know people will say, well, you can't use that as an excuse. Yeah, you can. You consider who was lost during this game tonight. Yeah, you can. In my mind, you can. And you know what? I walk away with this because I'm going to say, I can say this too. I'm sorry. If Ohio State, and I know because of the record and you know what they've done to this point of the season and who they are, they're ranked third in the country. But you and I talked about this too. Right now, Michigan would run them over based upon what we saw tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This is not one of the best Ohio State teams that we've seen in the last number of years. And frankly, Tim, I think it's concerning if you're Ryan Day, because it seems like he's a little bit on the hot seat there. If they don't beat Michigan, I don't know that they're going to be able to hang with the Wolverines, because they just don't seem to be as talented in areas that they have been supremely talented before. But again, this is with a team that we're discussing not being as good as they usually are. I think they're one of the top three programs in the country. And I think right now, maybe they're like the sixth or seventh best team maybe in the league. That being said, they are battle tested, because I mean, they went out and won this game tonight on a day where their quarterback, who turned the ball over three times, seemed to have turned a corner in his development, hadn't thrown a pick all year long. You picked him off twice, one time in the end zone, and you still are sitting here with a double-digit loss. Shows how good they can be and could potentially be, but I do think this is one of the more gettable opponents that Ohio State has put out in recent years.
I'm going to try to draw a parallel here about emotion and riding that wave from your home fans. I saw it today with Kansas upsetting Oklahoma.
Totally.
Today. The Badgers were riding that emotion, and they had a chance to tie it up if Skylar Bell's knee is not down. If it's 10-10 at that point, because then they do the shovel pass, they've got to settle for that short field goal of 19 yards. Man, it feels completely different if it's 10-7 at that point instead of 10-3. And that defense comes out with a spark and a wave. And I know the Badgers on their next possession put a 7-play, 75-yard drive together, and they tied it up. So that's good. The momentum was riding there. But, boy, Billy, you know, you wanted the ball. They deferred the opening kickoff to have it in the second half. You were right there in the doorstep, and you couldn't get it done.
Mike Heller and I had talked about this all week long, Tim, that make it a game by jump around. Well, even better yet, give yourself a chance to take the lead in the second half would have been a better way to emphasize what you needed to be in the fight for an upset here tonight. And I mean, I'll bring it up this way, because you mentioned the injuries. Let's take it back to the Skylar Bell play, and then you're not going through the shovel pass that ultimately ends Braylon Allen's night and hopefully doesn't end his 2023 season. But when the young man's in a boot on the sideline, you do kind of fear a little bit of the worst. You don't have to run that play. And again, that's a ball that, is it a little low? Maybe. Is Skylar Bell also a little bit more concerned because he's dropped three balls potentially already? There's a lot that goes into it, but you have to be as close to flawless as possible. And those were more points that they left on the field. You're exactly right, though. Think about the momentum that you go into half leading or down 10-7. Could be tied because you missed a field goal. And I'm glad that Fickell alluded to or owned up to that mistake. That was a big miss on not being able and not deciding to take a timeout there when you're in the fight. You're right there and you're in field goal range. Back it up 54, and Nathaniel Vakos comes out there with what looked like winter gloves to kick that 54-yard field goal. We'd have to have a conversation on the sidelines, Tim. I'm sorry, young man. I appreciate that you're trying to stay warm. Let's keep those knit gloves off onto the sideline and throw some receiver ones on there if we're all that worried about it. But you have a chance, and I'm glad Tausch brought it up as well on the broadcast. That was a moment where you can point back to later in the night and say, could have been another opportunity to steal points. You're going to need as many of them as you could possibly get in a battle like this.
It's so funny, too, in games like this, regardless of injuries or that type of thing, the little things. I was just digging through my game notes, and I go even earlier in the game when Zachman, what a play Preston made in the corner of the end zone.
Fantastic.
To get that pick. So Pauling drops a third down pass, and then we get a 29-yard punt. A 29-yard punt.
Uh-huh.
Punting was not good tonight. We had a 29, we had a 34-yard line. And you look at how special teams, you know, you go back to the Iowa game and special teams, how they played a factor. Even the Illinois game last week, albeit in a win, how special teams played a factor. The second half, for example, the Badger drives started at the 6. Another one started at the 9-yard line. And that's when they were playing shorthanded with – and I thought, you know what? I'd give credit to Jackson Aker tonight.
For sure. Barona stood
ain't nobody
up.
Left, Billy. Ain't nobody left right now.
No doubt about
play
it.
Running back for this football team.
It's going to be the Cade Iacomelli show at some point here pretty quickly.
Let me ask you a question, because you, for those who don't know, Billy is also a high school football coach. Do you think it's a situation now, if Braylon's going to be out for an extended period of time, and this is pure speculation on our part, that there might be someone that has running back experience that maybe he's playing a different position or maybe he's not playing right now? Or do you not do that at this point of the season?
Oh, no, you will absolutely have to be with somebody that I think is just not playing right now, right? It could be a Cade Iacomelli, as I mentioned that name right
Somebody's
there.
Somebody's going to get reps this week, aren't they?
100%. You know, the Grover Bortolini is a name that you could potentially see find his way back on in there. But you'd be lying and hard-pressed to not think that missing two dudes that you come into the season believing we're going to be your bell cows, you potentially are out without for the next couple of games. You're going to have to dig earlier on and dig more into the freshman. Iacomelli was one that we watched a lot at spring ball jump off the page because number 25 was a little strike of white lightning rolling through there. But folks in our Milwaukee listening area will be saying, what about Rufus King's Nate White? Like, you're going to find some names here this week, Tim, that are going to get called upon because you're just going to have to. You're probably not pulling somebody from the wide receiver at DB room. You're pulling somebody up from the freshman level, and that's why you want to bring in the world of transfer portal. It's one of the reasons why you still have to be a developmental program for the majority of your depth is going to come from those young guys when it gets tested like this.
414-799-1973. That is the talk and text line. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll go back inside the locker room. Mike Heller will give us some of the sights and sounds today. Bottom line is this. The Badgers played hard. But when you play a team, a program like Ohio State, that's just not enough. A lot of guts, a lot of effort. Billy, I didn't want to lump it into this first segment, but when we come back, we've also got to talk about that defense that Coach Tressel and his staff put together tonight.
Totally.
Tell you what, those guys played their backside off tonight. And they just, you know, in the end, they ran out of gas. You couldn't have asked for anything more from those guys tonight. We'll touch on that and more as we continue. Love to hear from you, too. Stay with us more as we continue. Badgers fall to Ohio State tonight by a score of 24-10. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
As the leaves change color and the air turns crisp, it's time to get your set of wheels ready for the autumn adventures ahead. Stop in today to your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's fall essentials. New wiper blades, motor oil, fuses, air filters, and more. Or you can find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Established in 1962, Cardinals' focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Matt, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
If you're in need of a new bathroom, kitchen, or whole house, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. Whether it's installations or repairs, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade and provides quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. They can also help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil test, septic installs, and much more. Call Royal Flush Plumbing and Amory for your free estimate, 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565.
Badgers. That's EWBadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The postgame show continues, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott, Bill Schmidt, glad to have you with us tonight. Billy, no surprise, Badger Nation sounding off on the talk and text line. Alan St. Francis fires first. He says, I did not like the calls in the first and goal before the half. Not a fan of running out of the shotgun and short yardages. Apparently, J.J. Watt isn't either, if you saw him on X Twitter tonight. He said, I would like Billy's thoughts on that. I'd like to have seen them pound it in instead of throwing behind the line of scrimmage.
So he might like part of my answer, might not like the other bit of it. John Kuhn and I battle on this quite often. Now, he's got a much more astute scene of it because he's the one holding the football, actually doing this stuff. I like the idea of my quarterback not having to turn his back to the defense. Granted, you're just plunging forward for this. I like having the ability to start closer to the line and have there be less yardage for you to cover, and lets you kind of pick where you're going to go and read just a tick more than plunge your head forward into a B gap that could be locked on up with. But I would have much rather seen them run the ball up the middle with Braylon Allen even out of the shotgun than throw the ball off to Skylar Bell. That being said, Tim, it was a good play design. I mean, it was there. It's got to be executed. And I think we saw a number of those moments here tonight where Braden Locke maybe puts the ball in the right spot and the execution's not good enough on the reception. Vice versa. Braden Locke is probably saying, guys, I got to put that in his chest so he doesn't even have to worry about dropping to a knee. And we're still talking about a touchdown because Tucker Ashcraft had his guy buried on the D in Badgers in the end zone. And the other wide receiver, I think it was Bryson Green, was on that side, had his guy blocked out to the pylon. So it's a touchdown. It's there. We're only frustrated about the call because the execution wasn't good enough. And I think that's where we'll see it more and more in Phil Longo's offense. I think the more and more we get into this, but the more and more we get into this, Tim, is going to be more years instead of just games. I do really like some of the concepts they're going with here, but they got to be able to execute a little better. Now, is that talent that can be brought into the program in years ahead? I do believe so, the ones that will be able to execute that. But on that play in particular, I would have liked to see them more than anything, Tim, on the third down play. That's the one I really didn't like. I don't understand the shovel pass, and it looks a lot worse when both of your guards are on all fours because they end up on the ground in the midst of the play. And that's just stuff that's going to happen when you don't maybe stick to what you're used to, and that's pounding the ball up the middle with a 250-plus pound tailback.
Yeah, but as you said during the last segment, Skylar Bell does not, if his knee doesn't touch the ground, and I know that Braden Locke in his post game has said that was my bad. I, you know, threw the ball low on that play. If he scores the touchdown, we don't even have this conversation, right?
Yeah, we're not talking about it. We're saying, okay, sweet. We dialed up a play that is got us into the end zone, take advantage of a short field, get ourselves right back in the football game. And even though you were back in it at 10-3, man, you have a chance to come out of the locker room, Tim, and take a lead with that drive and a touchdown. And it was an efficient drive at that that came out of the break. Wow. I would have loved to see Camp Randall in that frenzy at that moment had we been able to get to that result.
Well, and more importantly, you don't run the extra play and Braylon Allen doesn't get
big
hurt.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and those are the things that will haunt you.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, you know, you didn't get it done, yeah, that hurts you. But then when you lose a player like Braylon Allen, you know, and here's what I was thinking about as we're putting this together tonight about Braylon. I'm thinking if this kid doesn't get hurt, let's say he finishes this game, regardless of what the outcome is, we're probably more talking about, does he have a fumbling problem, right?
Yeah,
not so much
no
an injury.
Doubt.
Because, I mean, unfortunately, he is, and I know it's the extra effort, but as Tausch said tonight when he fumbled early on in this game, you got to go down, man. You know, you got to know when to give up the fight, come back and play again. And he was struggling to get some extra yards. And give Ohio State credit. They came in and stripped him of the football. But that's not the story tonight about Braylon Allen by any stretch. It's about what we will have next week in Bloomington, Indiana. Let's hop back to the talk and text line at 414-799-1973. Justin from North Carolina says, Badgers will be good going forward. A lot of positives, but a lot of self-inflicted wounds tonight. Wonder what you guys think about some of the calls towards the backward pass, the defensive PI, a couple of holds. There was a hands to the face that they totally whiffed on late in this game. But again, did you think the calls were the turning point in this game tonight? Because I don't.
No, I didn't. I'd really like to be able to, and I got to give credit where credit's due. Mark Tauscher, pretty good at this broadcasting thing, and we get to listen to him on this broadcast here. He said it a number of times. I would maybe like Tausch to be a little bit more homerish, Tim, and see it through some more Cardinal and white glasses. But he was honest with it that some of the calls, and more importantly, the no calls, they went both ways, and they would have been ticky-tack calls, a large majority of them, if they were made, in my humble opinion. Now, again, would I have liked to hear Tausch say, you know, we're getting screwed? Tausch said it a couple of times. I'd love to say that was the problem, but I think deep down, probably the right call.
Talk to me about Trussell tonight and the defensive scheme he put together against Ohio State. I thought it was outstanding. Far and away, his best effort of the season, this group's best effort of the season. They did everything you wanted to do, this defense to do, planned for. They did it tonight. They played their backside off.
And Tim, I think this is one part of watching Mike coordinate this defense throughout the year. And we've started to see it in waves. I think he's learning and trusting his personnel more and playing to what the strengths of his personnel is. Getting Mumajong Mehta in the face of the quarterback, downhill pressuring, bringing heat from different spots. You saw it a lot tonight. They were not going to be letting Kyle McCord stand back in the pocket, pick them apart, wait 4.5 seconds for Marvin Harrison Jr. to get open. Because guess what? You're only going to get like 2.8 seconds on that guy before all of a sudden he ends up streaking naked open. Because it happened a couple of different times tonight where you're like, wait, how are we letting this guy? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It looked like he was flying to the corner of the end zone, stopped on a dime on a comeback route. And poor Alexander Smith's like, wait, what happened? We were stride for stride with each other. Now he's 15 yards away. Guy's pretty damn good. And you had to heat up McCord to make him make mistakes and give you an opportunity to make plays on the football. I thought he did that consistently tonight. And you've seen it a number of different times. They're utilizing Hunter Waller in a bunch of different ways, trying to make it as exotic of a package every time he's a factor on the field. And it was just wasn't enough tonight. They made just a few too many mistakes, but I think as a whole, Tim, you can't ask for much more out of this defense. Travion Henderson's going to break one on just about every team he plays, especially when you give him 20-plus carries and allow him to be downhill. That last touchdown was more out of exhaustion, it looked like, than a scheme or execution, if anything.
Muma led the way tonight. Sean Mehta with 10 tackles to lead the Badgers. Hunter Wooler had 8. Jake Chaney had 7. Jordan Turner had 5. Those linebackers were flying all over this field tonight.
Yep.
But again, I think that's well said by you on that last drive where Henderson scored the touchdown. They looked like they were gassed, like they had given everything they could give. And, you know, just the damn burst. I mean, you can only hold it back for so long. Again, it's and here's the crazy thing. I know we need to take a break. We're going to do that quick. But when we come back, we have to talk about the West because it's wide open now. I mean, Northwestern is back in the fight. Nebraska is back in the fight. Minnesota is going to wake up in first place today. Iowa, Wisconsin, who's going to be there in the end? I mean, it's a crazy stretch right now, and it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. For me, it's going to be fun down the stretch. How about you?
That's the best way to put it. Good, bad, or indifferent, it's going to be fun.
Who cares?
And best part is, Tim, we still are in the mix, still in the hunt, possibility that we're hanging out on Friday, December 1st at St. Elmo's, having a spicy shrimp cocktail, getting ready for the Big Ten championship game a day after.
Yeah, not on our budget. That's not going to happen.
Come on, are you kidding me?
We can't get
JT's black card for this.
I'll work on it, okay? I'll work on it. I'll see what I can do. Badgers fall tonight, 24-10. That's an inside joke. As KB likes to say, if you know,
you know.
You know. Stay with us. The Local Wisconsin and UP4 Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin Athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders,
plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Established in 1962, Cardinal's focus on community engagement and development has always been at the core of their values. While dedicated to being the world's premier laminated and fabricated glass manufacturer, they've also been fixated on continuous improvements in safety, service, quality, and innovation. Cardinal aims to change the world through their energy-conserving products, community involvement, and new-age employment practices. Cardinal LG Amery believes in investing in the future, our future. Join the endeavor, innovate, and lead the future with Cardinal Glass.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoy MTPleasant.org.
Men, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
If you're in need of a new bathroom, kitchen, or whole house, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. Whether it's installations or repairs, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade and provides quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. They can also help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil test, septic installs, and much more. Call Royal Flush Plumbing and Amory for your free estimate, 715-268-6565. At 715-268-6565.
44 when Braden Locke suddenly finds his wheels. And he goes 29 yards. That was sick, man. And then on another third down conversion, this time 3rd and 8 from the 13, is an energizing performance of the game.
Snap to Locke, back to throw, looking, throwing, left side, end zone, caught, Will Poling, touchdown Wisconsin, Locke to Poling as the Badgers drive it down and into the end zone.
How about that? It capped off a 7-play, 75-yard drive, and you saw it on social media a lot, that play, that clip throughout the evening afterwards. It was a no-look pass, my friend. How sweet was that?
That dude is pretty damn impressive. I mean, listen, the numbers will not show, I think, how well Braden Locke played tonight and be as kind to him as it could have been. That one right there is a play that he waits, knows that he's coming open, trusts the protection and